Free Talk Live, Wednesday edition of the show. Kicking off hour two with Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
You can take control of the airwaves. Toll-free number for you, 800-259-9231. That's the Packet A toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. And as always, you can bring up anything. That's why we call it Free Talk Live. Join us online at freetalklive.com, where all of the features you will find are completely free. That, again, is freetalklive.com. And register now for the New Hampshire Liberty Forum. Come and hear a speech by John Stossel entitled Enemies of Liberty. The three-day event starting on February 23rd. Early bird discount ends tomorrow. So register now at freestateproject.org/libertyforum. That's freestateproject.org/libertyforum for more information and registration and all that good stuff. So let's talk about immigration. And specifically the language barrier, because a lot of people are concerned that, well, there's millions of immigrants streaming across the borders, an invasion, they're going to take over and speak all Spanish and stuff.
And they're going to take back America, apparently, or at least the western portion of it. U.S. citizens concerned that Latino immigrants will have them singing the Star Spangled Banner in Spanish can rest easy, according to an academic study published on Wednesday. A report in the Population and Development Review found that far from threatening the dominance of English, most Latin American immigrants to the United States lose their ability to speak Spanish over the course of a few generations.
Hmm.
The study by sociologist Frank Bean and Ruben Rambut from the University of California, Irvine, drew two surveys investigating adaptation by immigrant communities in California and South Florida. So that's Cubans.
Wait a minute. What was the name of them studies, your peoples? What are their names?
Frank Bean.
Bean.
Ruben.
Ruben.
Rumbat.
Yeah, a bunch of spics doing that study.
I think communist spics.
I think Bean is probably an English name would be my guess. It concluded that by the third generation, most descendants of immigrants are linguistically dead in their mother tongue. Hmm. Now, this doesn't mean that they're bilingual, which is, in general, the second generation.
It means no hablo español.
None. And I can't tell you how many of these people. I love to torture people that speak Spanish with bad Spanish. It's any opportunity I get, I'm going to try to talk to them in Spanish. Now, it's pretty impressive to white people the way I speak Spanish because, well, they don't understand.
Yeah, right.
But
it's a little
arduous for Spanish speakers because you know, I've got a very white guy accent and I don't know every word out there. So I know that these people don't in fact speak Spanish because they can't speak it to me.
Mm.
They say, "Oh, I don't know how."
They'll say,
"I just look like that."
Yeah.
Based on an analysis of language loss over the generations, the study concludes that English has never been seriously threatened as the dominant language in America, nor is it under the threat today, researchers said. Although the generational life expectancy of Spanish is greater among Mexicans in Southern California than in other groups, its demise is all but assured by the third generation.
Interesting.
Third generation immigrants, like, for instance, Cheech and Chong. What's the Cheech guy's name?
Cheech Marin?
Cheech Marin.
I imagine he probably can't speak much Spanish at all. Because he's, you know, well into his third generation.
Okay.
Sure. The study, which also included some data from the immigrant groups from Asian countries, weighs into a polarizing debate in the United States on the desirability or otherwise of linguistic assimilation for immigrant minorities. Differences flared earlier this year when a group of Latino and Caribbean artists recorded a version of the Star Spangled Banner in Spanish, prompting condemnation from some public figures, including George W. Bush. Now, you can find on the internet when he was running for governor in Texas.
Didn't he sing?
He was actually singing it.
Right. He sang it in Spanish.
In Spanish.
And so, now he's coming out against it.
Well, he has come out.
Oh, that had to be Spanish gibberish.
He was trying. And, you know, you live in Texas long enough, you can learn a little bit.
All right, that was one of the reasons why his brother Jeb got reelected in Florida, because he went around speaking Spanish at various different events.
His wife is Cuban.
Yes.
So, you know, he's Republican and Cuban, and his wife is Cuban. He's almost guaranteed an election from, or at least to pull in Miami, and that's
sure.
The largest city in Florida.
With a built-in Spanish tutor.
Yeah, well, it's all about pandering for votes, and that's what they're doing. And now I guess George Bush doesn't need the votes anymore, so now he... I mean, wait, he came out against the Spanish thing before 2004, didn't he? Or came
no,
out
that was about no, that was when he did.
Okay, that was
national
when he
anthem
did.
Ought to be sung in English, Bush said, of the version dubbed Nuestro Himno by the artists, and I think that that would be him, Himno. And I think the people want to be citizens of this country ought to learn it in English. Now,
I think
agree
he's a jerk
that they should learn it in English.
I disagree. And here's why. He ought to be honored as the President of the United States that other people in other countries are singing the American national anthem in their native language. They're not singing the Mexican national anthem. They're singing the American national anthem.
Yeah, they'll get to the English one later.
Well, whatever. It should be a compliment.
Well, who says that they're singing in other countries? I mean, they just recorded it for people in America that speak Spanish.
Okay.
And here's my...
he should be happy they're not, you know, recording La Raza, Bring Back Mexico, or whatever these people are so afraid of.
I mean, concur.
These paranoid immigration-controlling freaks believe that Mexicans are coming here to retake America, but where are all the Retake America songs? They're singing the national anthem.
Now,
they're not singing Ra-Ra Mexico.
I think they should learn it, but I think they should learn it for their own reasons, because it's better for them. And here's the reason. Even if you brought in 20% of the population, you just shipped them in, pure Spanish-speaking people off the boat, they're not going to have much money. So they're not going to open many businesses, not big businesses.
Mm-hmm.
And if you want to conduct business in the United States, you're going to have to speak English.
Right.
So those people are going to learn as quickly as they can, even if there's 20% of them. Even if you put them all in one place, they understand that to bring money into their community, they have to be able to do business outside of their community.
That's right.
And so the people that have money and that are established in the United States speak English.
They understood it.
It's just not going to happen. I can't imagine. It doesn't make any sense to me.
They understood it. The Italians understood it. And all these other immigrant groups that came here and were very large percentages in the places they moved to. They understood it and they learned English too. Why it is that these anti-immigration zealots believe that Mexicans are somehow different from the rest of the immigrants is beyond me. It's just pure bias. It's just bigotry.
Well, these people are responding to powerful economic incentives because life in their own country stinks.
Sure.
And who's really in cahoots with their own government?
When you say that, what do you mean?
Well, there's a lot of foreign aid that goes to Mexico and doesn't end up in the right hands.
Sure. Foreign aid never ends up in the right hands. I mean, for the most part, foreign aid is defined as money, taxpayer dollars, being spent by governments and being given to other governments in other countries.
Well,
if you want to help somebody out, give to a private charity and don't ask for foreign aid to be distributed.
Well, what does it take for you to pick up all your stuff and move to another country and work there or send money home or take your family? That's a huge undertaking.
Oh,
look
yeah
what you guys went through just coming up here,
right,
going to a new country.
Yeah, well, we get to speak the same language and enjoy some
almost
of the same accoutrements that we had down there. But, yeah, almost. Yeah, that's right.
But these people are
today. In fact, there's a Western and an Eastern New England accent.
Is that right?
Yeah. So we're in the Western one. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
I was going to say that these people are coming here, taking all these risks, and going through all this to make a better life for themselves and their families because the incentives are here. The economic
what
incentives
are here.
What you talking
about? What, Wayne? They're coming here to take our money. They're coming here to take our jobs. They're coming here to take our welfare. They're coming here to make a better life.
Well, some of that may be true. Some of that may be true.
But it's only true because the welfare exists for those people to take. I like to say there's two types of immigrants. There's the type you were describing first, the ones that are coming here to make a better life for themselves. And then there are the ones that are coming to feed off the teat of big mommy government. But if we didn't have that teat hanging out, if there wasn't a big welfare program for people to feed off of, then those people wouldn't come here. It's such a simple solution to this problem. Instead of what these immigration controllers want, they want to build a wall, they want more enforcement, they want the military on the border. Now we've got people going to be required to show passports to get back into the country. I mean, they're talking about creating a police state, and that's still not going to solve the problem. Because we pointed this out last week. We had an extensive article about all of the corruption going on down on the border. And all that's going to happen, if you put more border patrols and military people down there, it's just going to mean that the gangs are going to have to pay more dollars to bring people through. That's all. That's all that's going to change, is the amount they have to spend will go up, increasing the risk and just making it more dangerous for people to engage in that black market activity. But it won't stop them.
More tunnels.
More tunnels, more 18-wheelers coming through, more on the way. It's free time.
1-800-Flowers.com wants to remind you Thanksgiving is November the 23rd. Try the Harvest Glow centerpiece from 1-800-Flowers, either as a gift or to decorate your table this Thanksgiving. The small is $49.99, and the large is just $59.99. Call, click, or come in for fresh flowers and gourmet gifts delivered same day, any day. Use code FTL to save 10% on your next order. That's FTL for a 10% savings. 1-800-Flowers.com, your florist of choice for the holidays.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll-free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
What's better than a tiny tiger in your tank? A tornado under your hood. A tornado is an easy-to-install, maintenance-free air twister designed to increase gas mileage. I personally commissioned independent tests to verify results in 6 vehicles, and all of them gained MPG with tornado. With today's gas prices, it makes sense to gauge the gas-saving power of a tornado. Visit TornadoAir.com or pick up your tornado at Checker, Shucks, and Cragen today.
In today's world of discord and disappointment, one thing's for sure. Car cover owners are so satisfied, they buy their car covers all over again. Think car covers are a hassle? No. Research shows owners find covers easy to put on and take off. Are all covers the same? No. The standard in car cover fabric is Block It by Kimberly Clark. Don't let sun and dust damage your car. Kimberly Clark's Block It fabric's got you covered. That's Block It by Kimberly Clark.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Lid 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and it's your show. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free. 800-259-9231. That's the Packet 8 toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. It is the Thanksgiving Eve edition, and it's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
And we are going to be here on Thanksgiving Day, and we are going to be here the following day and Saturday as well. So live shows all week long,
all
as
week.
Usual. So be sure to join us for them. And, of course, online at freetalklive.com, where all of the features are for free, and that includes the poll. And the question is still, what is your age? We're trying to determine our listener demographics. We sort of kind of had an idea what it might have been, but this is a better way to find out for sure. So head over to poll.freetalklive.com if you get a moment and answer the question. You will need to have a free BBS account. That takes only moments to sign up for if you don't have one yet, and you should have one. There's fun stuff on that BBS.
And we promise not to spam you.
Yeah, that's right. I think we're still currently, 25 to 18 to 35 males is the heavy duty.
18 to 35 is
response.
Just about 60%. And then if you add in males, 35, 44, then it goes up another 15. So that's 75% of our listenership falls in the 18 to 44 male category.
All right. So register yourself over there. Polled on Free
Especially Talk if you're not male, 18 to 44. No, we want everybody. We want to know.
That's true. We're talking about immigration, and we were just discussing just general things about how, you know, there's two types of immigrants that come here. There's the ones that want to make a better life for themselves, and then there's the ones that want to feed off of the welfare program. And the solution is not to lock down the borders. The solution is not to place more police down at the border and demand ID from everybody and have a national database. This is another solution they've proposed. Have a national database of all workers in America to where you have to have your job approved by the federal government before you can get a job. That's for real. That's something they are working towards as we speak. These are not the answers. The answer is to get rid of welfare and to open the borders so people can come here freely. People should be in a free country. People should be able to cross borders freely. I don't want to hear anything about, well, what about our sovereignty? Well, sovereignty should be about your private property. You should be a sovereign individual on your private property that you own and you can protect in the ways that you want to. Can a nation be sovereign? Is there even such a thing as a nation? Nation is this sort of nebulous concept. You know, it's this concept of a group of people living in a certain there's a couple lines on a map that they live between. That's what a nation supposedly is, but that doesn't really mean anything, does it?
In a collectivist sense, that's what they're pushing. As collectivists, a nation is something different from what we want.
When you say that, what do you mean?
Well, you're talking about we rather than I. You hear a lot of people who are socialists talk mm-hmm. about we all the time rather than I.
Yeah, but these people who are on the border, these Minutemen, they're not going to consider themselves socialists. If you suggest for a moment that they're socialists, they'll be outraged. But they yet they still use that terminology. They still use that collectivist terminology. We want this. We want that. Well, no, I don't want that. I want freedom. And I want to give that same amount of freedom to everybody else. Because that's what freedom's all about. If you want liberty, the catch-22 is you have to also be willing to grant it to everyone, even the ones that don't look like you, even people that you wouldn't normally want to be around. If you want liberty, you've got to give it out to everybody else.
Well, collectivism has become very pervasive in our society, much too much so, but I think that if you're going to open up the borders and do all the things you're describing, it has to be done in stages. You can't just do it all at once overnight. Or it'll go
Stage
crazy.
Stage one, get rid of welfare. And that's obviously, there's some sub-stages to that,
yeah,
right?
So otherwise, you're going to have the equivalent of like 1,000 football stadiums full of screaming babies who just lost their bottles.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a tricky one, getting rid of welfare. But it can be done.
Well, they did it in the 90s to some extent. They made it more difficult to get welfare, mm-hmm. and they made it so that supposedly you couldn't get welfare your whole life. So, yeah, it can be done, and it was done without too much rigmarole.
Well, the interesting part was that Bill Clinton was the one who got that passed.
Yeah.
If a Republican tried that, they'd be calling him a Nazi and everything else.
Yeah, and the Republicans didn't bother trying it when they got into control. They didn't bother rolling it back any further.
No.
They didn't want to give us any smaller government.
Well, they didn't want to give any smaller government, and they had all their stuff that they wanted to implement. Plus they had a big old war to fight, you know.
Let's go to the phones to the fun. Adam in Montana, listening on KGEZ. Hello, Adam.
Hi, how you doing?
Hey, what's on your mind?
Well, I was listening to you guys earlier, and you were saying conservatives are biased towards Mexican immigrants. And I just wanted to make a point that
I didn't say that. Who said that?
Well, I figured you guys were implying that.
I said, when you say biased towards Mexican immigrants, what do you mean? I just want to make sure I understand.
Across the Mexican border, Mexican-American border. Is that not what you guys were discussing?
We're talking about immigration, but I'm just trying to understand what you're saying. When you say conservatives are biased towards Mexican immigrants, what does that mean?
Well, I mean, again, isn't that what you said, that they're biased against Mexican immigrants as opposed to other immigrants over the fear of linguistics?
I don't know if we used the term conservative at all.
No,
but,
I don't think we did.
But what specifically about what do you have to say, and not speaking for conservatives in general?
Oh, no, I'm not conservative. So okay. I just wanted to make sure that from their point of view, they're looking at it as most immigrants from other countries are coming through and passing through regulations. What they're concerned of is massive amounts of people coming across the Mexican border and threatening economics. And if you open up a border...
Threatening economics?
Just...
Stop right there. Hold on a second. How are they threatening economics?
Well, I mean, people coming into here, like you said, taking over our welfare and taking over some of the jobs, it destroys a piece of our welfare, our economy. It goes down.
Well, I don't know. That's not looking at the full picture. Yes, when immigrants come here, they have to have jobs.
Yes.
No, you do not own your job. Your employer does. It's not your job. I swear.
Exactly. Yeah, that's fine.
The employer is going to give the job to whomever he feels is going to do the best job at the best rate. And he's going to, just like you do when you buy things, you're going to look at price versus quality. He's going to look at price versus quality. Now, if the American public can provide better quality than immigrants that come into the country, then they will get better wages. If they cannot provide better quality, they will not get better wages. They will, immigrants will come in and work for less.
And as far as destroying the economy is concerned, the welfare is what's hurting the economy. It's the government confiscating people's wealth through taxes and then distributing it in the way that they feel is right. It's inefficient. It's an inefficient redistribution.
Well, I agree with you that welfare is inefficient and does need to be taken care of.
Well, that's what the problem is.
Well, here in my small local economy, I've noticed that Mexican immigrants have grossly taken over the construction boom.
Mm-hmm. Now, okay, so they took it over.
17,
huh? Wait, they took it over?
What's that?
How did they take it over? Did they come in with guns?
Well, they did take that over. Let me rephrase that. They've come over and taken many positions that are high-paying jobs for this area, which is $18 to $23 an hour.
Mm-hmm.
I've personally met a few of these immigrants that have come up here, and what they've done is they've crossed the border illegally. They've come up here and they've worked for $20 an hour because it's a $25 job.
Right.
So they're getting paid $20 an hour. It's really not a high technical job.
Sure.
So they take this money and they send it back to Mexico.
All
and then
the
they're
money?
Getting kicked out.
One of my friends was kicked out.
He's a Mexican immigrant.
Do they send all their money back to Mexico?
Well, of course not. How could you survive with sending all your money out?
Excellent question. Now, how much do you think they send back? 25%?
No, I'd say around 75%.
You think they live on 25% of what they make?
On 25% of what
Can
they make?
Can you live on 25% of what you make?
Yeah, but he's not living 15 to a household.
25% of what they make.
Hang on, Adam. I'm going to bring you back. If you'll hang on, we're going to bring you back, okay? 1-800-259-9231 is the Packet A toll-free line. You take control of the airwaves. 800-259-9231. It's a serious issue. A lot of people misunderstand. And we'll clarify coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean the hard-to-find kind that's all natural and not full of corrosive toxins and chemicals and detergents that just dry out your skin and have been connected to very serious health problems? Let me tell you something about the Calbin Pure Soap Company. There's a 100% unconditional guarantee on all their wonderful products. They're all natural, they're triple concentrated, they're factory direct, factory owned, and operated since 1947. Earth-friendly Pure soaps for bathing, laundry, and kitchen. Try Pure Soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else. Now for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory direct to you and your family. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com.
Is your child disrespectful, defiant, or obnoxious? Does everything turn into an argument with your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman. I'll help you turn your child's behavior around right now with the Total Transformation.
After the Total Transformation, there's no more arguing, no more lecturing, no more backtalking. Now when I ask him to do something, he does it.
We've learned verbiage from the Total Transformation Program, and it's almost like magic. If you say those words, they stop arguing.
Defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. The Total Transformation will help you solve even the worst behavior problems. I guarantee your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back in your home.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
It's America's number one selling brain support supplement, Focus Factor, and you can try it free. Focus Factor supports your memory, focus, and concentration with nutrients that support healthy brain function. And we've got a free bottle just for you, a $75 value. You simply provide $4.95 for shipping and handling, limit one per household. Call 1-800-407-6231. 1-800-407-6231. Come on, it's free Focus Factor. 1-800-407-6231.
Looking for profits? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
The Japanese have used magnetic therapy for thousands of years, and it's more popular today than ever before. Established in 2000, Arizona Unipole Magnetics, AUM, is the number one online source for the superb Dr. Philpott-approved Polar Power Magnetics. Now offering a complete line of these fine magnetics in an easy-to-read mail-order catalog. No hyped-up product descriptions to waste your time, just the facts. Unique polar-powered magnetics are designed to apply only the negative magnetic field to the body, and they're the only magnetics used in Dr. Philpott's research. Proven safe with over 23 years of documented research, now, GCN listeners can order the polar-powered ceramic block biomagnet and get a discount. This is the workhorse of all biomagnets. Just mention GCN when you place your order. Visit azunimags.com. That's A-Z-U-N, as in North, I-M-A-G-S.com. Or call toll-free to order and request a catalog. 888-442-0449. That's 888-442-0449.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live, and it's your show. You can take control of the airwaves. Toll free, 800-259-9231. The Packet 8 toll free line. 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All of the features are for free. That includes the listener map. Head over to map.freetalklive.com and surf around the world and see who's listening to the show. Well, who's listened at some point. It's a permanent map. You just go to map.freetalklive.com and you can add yourself to it. It's free like everything else is at freetalklive.com. As we go back to the phones and to the fun, Adam in Montana listening on KGEZ. You are back on Free Talk Live. We're talking about immigration and a lot of misconceptions and misunderstandings that people have about this issue. Now, Adam, you're concerned that in your area, apparently in Montana, Kalispell, which is where KGEZ is located, that there's been an influx of Mexican immigrants, illegals, as you claim, or as you put it, that are taking, so-called, the construction jobs, which were $25 an hour jobs. They're apparently coming in and doing the jobs for $20 an hour. And you say this is a problem, right?
Yes, sir. Well, maybe not if they're legal Mexican immigrants. I have nothing against people crossing the borders legally.
What's the difference?
Well, because people coming over illegally are taking advantage of illegal processes to get into this community.
Taking advantage?
Yes.
Have you broken the law ever?
Of course not.
Okay. You liar.
Well, considering there's more laws than there are days in your life, I imagine that you probably don't know what they all are. And,
yeah, no, I'm sure I've broken a few myself.
Sure.
But the point I'm trying to get to is that these are people that are coming up here in our local economy, and they're taking jobs. I'm not saying they're taking my job or our jobs. They're just taking local money, and they're sending it. They're not sending all of it. I'd say 50 to 75%, because around here you can live on $10 an hour. I make $12 an hour. I live very comfortably.
That's great.
So they're taking money, and they're sending it down across the border. Now, a couple of these kids that I knew, they spoke some English. They weren't very fluent at all. They were sent back to Mexico. And they got a free trip back to Mexico. So what they did was they came up here, worked, sent enough money for their family to live very comfortably in Mexico, and then went back.
So who are you angry at? Well, who are you angry at here?
Before we get before you answer the who are you angry at question,
No.
Do you realize that that these people that live in that they take these jobs, that they eat food, drive cars, and live in housing in your community, and they pay for all these things, thereby increasing the economy in Kalispell?
Well, see, he's not angry. Now wait a minute. You're not angry that they're sending money back to Mexico. You're angry that they're illegal, right?
No. I'm angry that they are taking away from our economy and distributing it into Mexico.
So do you get angry when people buy things from other countries, too, even if they're just Americans? What if I, for instance, want to spend all, or, you know, good, let's say I want to spend 50% of my income buying things from importers and other people that are, you know, essentially selling me products made in, say, China or Thailand or something like that. Is that, you're going to be just as equally as angry at me for that?
Of course not. You're getting goods.
Or if I put half my paycheck in the bank every paycheck.
We get that labor, and they only send half their money home. So the employer is buying labor for a better rate. Like, it's kind of like Walmart. It's better rate, but in fact, half of the money stays in Kalispell.
When we're talking about economics, Walmart's known for destroying local economies.
How does Walmart destroy local economies?
How does Walmart? Because it knocks out small businesses.
Outrageous.
What's that
not
have to do
true.
With local economies, though?
Because a small business is usually a local business. Walmart is not a local business.
Well, Walmart is still an American
by local
business,
people.
Right? And local people work there. The manager lives there. The all the employees live there.
And they spend money on local businesses.
Sure.
And the people of the community buy that stuff, and they enjoy it there locally.
See, Adam, here's one of my problems that I have with the things that you're saying. And basically what you're saying is we Americans don't like competition. We don't like competition for our jobs from Mexican immigrants, and we don't like competition from big companies like Walmart. And, you know, I'm fine with local businesses, but for, you know what, if Walmart can do the job better, if they can offer the products at a lower rate, that's where I'm going to shop. I mean, unless the service
is... I don't blame you at all. I see exactly what you're saying, but what I'm trying to get at is if we open our borders to where everybody's just flooding into our nation because we got to share liberty with everybody.
It's your nation?
It'll completely eradicate our economy.
You know, why would it completely eradicate our economy? I mean, you're just making these claims. I don't see that it would.
In a socialistic system, when a lot of people pour in, that does upset the balance. But that's the problem, the socialism, not the fact that people are coming in. Responding to incentives.
The problem is government redistributing wealth, confiscating wealth from you and redistributing it to others. In a free market system, which is what we're proposing on Free Talk Live, where you're free to keep all the money you earn and spend it, save it, and give it away in the ways that you think are best, when people come into a free market system, it strengthens the economy. So it really depends on what you're talking about here. If you love socialism, then yeah, clamp down on the borders and keep people out. And, of course, on the same page, keep people in as well, because you're going to need them to create all the wealth so you can confiscate it from them. But, yeah, are you a socialist, Adam?
I couldn't tell you what partisan I am. I am not really partisan loyal.
How old are you?
Are you fond of NAFTA and CAFTA and these agreements?
I don't even
agreements?
Know what that's out.
You know what it's about? You know what those are?
NAFTA?
Not NAFTA.
No, sir.
Okay, NAFTA is the North American Free Trade Agreement, and it's not free trade.
Yeah, it has nothing to do with freedom.
And it sent a lot of jobs over the border and that kind of thing. And when you give the government license to control immigration and the flow of goods and services across the border, what happens is they do whatever the heck they want with it. And what you wish would happen doesn't, because you don't control the government. You just wish, you say, government, you should take care of this. There's a problem here. And then they take care of it on the surface, and they screw it all up underneath because...
Oh, yeah. I won't argue with that.
Yeah.
Well, all right, now, so if you won't argue that government screws things up, then how could you possibly want government to be in charge of immigration? I mean, you want these officious bureaucrats, these know-it-all bureaucrats, to control somehow the amount of people that comes into this country? They are so inefficient and so bad at absolutely everything they do, and they put so many barriers in front of these people. There's a reason why people choose to swim the Rio Grande as opposed to climb the mountain of paperwork, as it's called. It's a lot easier. It's a lot easier to pay a coyote to come in here to this country as opposed to paying thousands of dollars to the U.S. government. For what benefit? Why would you want to pay thousands of dollars to the government? They're just going to take it and keep it for themselves. Now, I applaud anybody that dodges the law to come here into this country. That takes a lot of cojones. And as far as I'm concerned, they're heroes in my book.
Okay.
Adam, thank you for the call. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231. You know what? If you want to, if you're getting $20 an hour, you can send that money wherever the heck you want to send it. It's supposed to be a free country. If I want to take my paycheck and send it to a bunch of poor, starving children in Africa, I should be free to do that. And I don't want to, you know, I shouldn't be hearing something from, well, you should keep that money here in America. You're hurting our economy.
Well,
I'll do what I want. It's my money. Thanks.
And the reason it's disingenuous is because if a Mexican comes here, works for $20 an hour, and then let's say that he's right, sends $10 of that $20 an hour back home so that his family can live well. Mm-hmm. Isn't that the equivalent of going to Walmart and spending a good deal of your paycheck on stuff that was made in Taiwan and China and that kind of thing?
Well, he says it's not because you get goods in return.
But you get services in return for the Mexicans working. The employer is buying the services of the Mexicans they're working. What difference does it make?
And
it's essentially sending money across overseas.
And 2 or 3 years ago, all the builders were screaming they didn't have enough labor.
People are still screaming they don't have enough labor. I mean, employers, go look in the want ads. There's not enough people to do the job. There's been a very slow growth in the economy over the last 4 years. I would say that that's largely, I mean, you could attribute that growth in the economy to illegal aliens.
Interesting suggestion.
And government jobs now. We have a few new agencies.
That doesn't grow the economy,
anything,
though.
But there's a lot of them, yes.
Right. The government is a parasite. It sucks wealth out of the economy. It doesn't create wealth. It doesn't create products or services or do anything worthwhile.
But a six-figure salary and full pension benefits is pretty hard to pass up.
Oh, no doubt about it. I'm not saying people don't want the jobs, but it's just that they're not doing anything for anybody else except for themselves.
In some cases, they are doing things for people. They're just not doing it as efficiently as the free market would do it.
Yeah, maybe the people build the roads, that sort of thing.
Cops, firefighters, all these people provide things that that society needs.
1-800-259-9231.
To a point.
9231, that's the Packet 8 toll-free line for you. That's 800-259-9231. Your thoughts on immigration. There's more details on the way about the citizenship test. They're going to be changing it. They're changing the rules on these people. Again, we'll give you the details. It's Free Talk Live. You take control.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
With energy costs on the rise and cooler weather around the corner, isn't it time to replace your home's windows? Custom replacement windows from Sears are low maintenance, tilt-in easy for cleaning, and may also help reduce your energy costs. Add beauty to your home with custom replacement windows from Sears. Just call 1-800-393-8378 for a free in-home consultation. Call now and ask about our special financing terms. You can count on Sears for the quality materials and installation you have come to expect for over 100 years, and your satisfaction is guaranteed. Call now for your free in-home consultation. Offer ends 12/30/06. Subject to applicant creditworthiness. License number available on request. Not available in all areas. See associate or ask your consultant for written limited warranty details. If it's time to replace your windows, call Sears now. 1-800-393-8378. Ask about our special financing terms. That's 1-800-393-8378.
Hey, want to know a natural healing treatment that's been around for thousands of years? Salt products. Now Soleil Wellness brings these natural healing products to your home. Easy to use, non-toxic, and 100% natural, these products help to give you great physical, mental, and spiritual results. Heated salt pillows for earaches and back pain, salt pipes to relieve respiratory ailments, bath salts release toxins as they soften and rehydrate the skin. Pretty salt lamps to ionize the air and reduce EMF radiation. So many different salt products available for you. It's time to let the secret out. Visit Soleil Wellness at natural-salt-lamps.com. That's natural-salt-lamps.com. Or call 312-224-2710. That's 312-224-2710. Mention GCN Live for a free gift.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Great way to support the show is to vote for us. And we're pushing for votes all the way to the end of the month because we need them. We are currently, what, number four, Mark, I believe?
Number four. We're about 75 votes behind number one.
That
and
means
it is contentious for the top four slots.
Yeah, but that means that we're slipping because last night it was something like 60 votes that we needed. So
Top ones have certainly made
us. Those darn Harry Potter shows again.
That little gay kid, Harry Potter.
He's not gay. Well. He kissed a girl in the last movie.
Yeah, well.
Kissing a girl
doesn't mean anything.
Straight.
She's his fag hag.
1-800-259-9231. So the website, a great way to help support us is to go to vote.freetalklive.com. It'll take you less than a minute. It's only once a month. So if you've already done it in November, you can't do it again until December. But if you've yet to do it, head over to vote.freetalklive.com. It's a great way to show some support for Free Talk Live. Help us stay up in the top 10 podcasts of the world because that's a big deal. It means more new people coming across the show and learning about freedom and liberty here on Free Talk Live. Now, we're going to get into more immigration stuff here, but I want to go to the phones because Francisco is on the line. He's been waiting patiently from New Jersey. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Wayne, and Mark. Hello, Francisco.
What's up, guys?
Hey there.
Oh, well, I'm pretty sure you guys remember me calling you about this rebel thing at my school.
Yes, this is the anti-smoking campus group of students.
Well, we had a little debate about property rights the other day, and today the debate continued.
Hmm.
And, just talking to the girl, and I asked her, well, if you say that there should be no property rights, that's what she said, that there should be no property rights.
There should be no property rights is what
right.
her response to this was?
Yeah, and my whole, I said, well, okay, if I have a private business and I didn't want you in there, what would you do? She goes, well, I'll call the cops.
Mm-hmm.
Why would she call the cops? And I explained to her that she has no right to force me to let her into my business. And she said it's her right to be anywhere she wants.
Crazy.
Well, she just doesn't really understand
property rights.
Yeah, property rights and the way things work. Because any business can kick her out. That's why there are bouncers at the door of a bar.
Oh, yeah.
Well, Francisco, who do you think owns you?
Me?
Yes, that's right. Most people don't realize that. That's a fundamental property right.
They haven't really thought about it, and if you own you, you own the fruits of your labor, and therefore when the government taxes you on income and that kind of thing, they're stealing pieces of you.
Now, to be fair, Francisco is dealing with high school kids who, you know, Francisco understands the tenets of liberty, but they don't.
Right.
I mean, they've been brainwashed by the system. They've never even thought about property and what it means to have property. They certainly would know. It'd be easy to show them, for instance, you could go out in the parking lot and say, oh, you don't believe in property? Well, give me your keys.
Well, yeah, you should have taken her pen when she said that.
Yeah, give me that.
Right. Thanks.
Thanks, yeah. It's mine.
So did the conversation continue?
Once again, she started screaming. I try to explain to her that she has no right to force me to let her into my business.
Mm.
And she said that she can go anywhere she wants. My argument was so I can walk into your house, right?
That would seem like the next logical step.
I mean, if she can come into my business and I don't want her there, why shouldn't I be able to walk into her house?
Well, presumably a business is a public entity, whereas your home is private, but still.
No, I own the business.
Right.
And yes. Who goes in there.
That's an incorrect presumption. It's what most people presume. They presume they have a right to walk through the doors at Burger King, and it's not
and
true.
Burger King certainly wants them to walk through the door.
But it won't. They will rescind your right should you come in and pull down your pants and pee all over the counter. You're not going to ever be allowed to come into that Burger King again.
Darn.
And,
sure.
You know, that's something that's... that they have.
Let me tell you.
That's their purview that they have as the property owner. They get to set the rules. So, yes, I can set the rule that says, yes, this is now a public building. Anybody from the public can come in. And then 3 weeks later, I can set another rule that says, you know what? Only women can come into this building now.
I remember being a bartender. I can't tell you how many people I banned from the bar who were misbehaving.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. So let us know if anything else develops, Francisco. Any other thoughts for us?
Not really, guys. Thanks for the.
Yeah, the argument always ends when the argument always ends when the other person starts to scream. Thanks for the call.
Yeah.
That's when you know that logic has beaten them.
Hang in there, buddy.
Speaking of logic, let's jump back to the immigration issue because this is such an important issue. And what you hear from a lot of people, and what we heard from Adam earlier in the hour, was this sort of worship that people have for the law. You know, he said that basically, oh, he doesn't have a problem with immigrants coming here and competing for jobs as long as they do it legally. And I said, well, I think that people that dodge the law are heroes. And I mean, and I didn't just mean immigrants. I mean just people that flaunt the law in general.
Well, there are a lot of laws, and some are good, some are bad.
Right. I'm not talking about people that hurt others. I'm talking about people that just simply flaunt laws that are designed to control their behavior. If you're harming somebody, if you're murdering somebody, then that's just wrong, regardless of what the law says.
I think the best example when it comes to the immigration and all the laws that we have on immigrants coming into the country is the Jews prior to World War II and, you know, prior and during World War II in Germany. It was against the law to harbor these Jews. Was mm-hmm. it bad to do it? Well, no, that's a bad government's laws. Well, I say that this government has some bad laws, and I say that the immigration laws that we have are bad. So
absolutely.
I think flaunting them in the same way that, you know, harboring the Jews during World War II was against the law is not necessarily a bad thing.
I think it's a great example. And
it's hiding your logic behind the law.
Unfortunately, the fact that people are holding up the law is this wonderful thing, this law. These immigrants are legal over here, but those other ones, oh, they are illegal. You know, it sort of puts the law up on this pedestal, which is where they want it to be. It's where the government wants the law to be. It wants it to always be respected, always be obeyed, no matter what the law says. And we had somebody calling in earlier this week. It was Bill, I think, of Virginia, who was talking to a state trooper. And the state trooper just was shocked at the idea that that Bill would even consider disobeying a law or two. You know? And this is a guy whose life is worship of the law.
The worst part about it is that they're not following the laws, but they expect us to.
You mean the troopers?
Well,
like when they speed?
Well, in general, the people who are enforcing and making the laws expect us to obey all their stupid laws, but they don't. In many laws, the last paragraph says, does not apply to members of Congress.
They're exempted.
That's true. Sovereign immunity. Let's talk to Gary in Tennessee. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian Wayne and Mark.
How are you doing? I'm a first-time listener, first-time caller.
Congratulations, Gary. What's on your mind?
I take great exception with the thrust of your arguments about things.
Precisely which one?
The illegal immigration, replacing American workers with illegal immigrations, number one. Number mm-hmm. two, you're not talking about the outsourcing of American jobs to foreign countries. And number three, let's say I went to Walmart today. I'm on mm-hmm. Social Security, so I don't have a lot of money.
Okay.
And so I bought a lot of stuff that was made in China.
Right.
It don't last. It's a piece of junk. And
well,
I gotta
that's not
keep
necessarily
taking.
True. That's not necessarily true at all. There's plenty of good products made in China.
Listen to me. I'm an electrical engineer, and I know electrical stuff. stuff, okay? Mm-hmm. I work for Lowe's. I manage an electrical department at Lowe's.
Gotcha.
Okay. Those people don't know how to build an electrical.
Well, let's go back to number two, item number two, which is the outsourcing of jobs. You're concerned we're not talking about that? Well, we've certainly talked about it in the past. I know it's your first time listening.
It's all part of the big picture.
Well, the big picture is the reason why jobs are being outsourced is because the government has created so many laws that essentially say you have to do this and this and this and this and this if you want to hire somebody here in this country, and your factories have to get up to this level of specifications. OSHA is going to be over your shoulder.
You got to have ramps that are a certain degrees off the ground,
right,
to be able to get the handicapped workers. You can't discriminate against people of a certain ethnic or sexual orientation.
There's so many rules and regulations put on American business owners, it's no wonder they want to leave the country.
I understand that. I do not disagree with that.
All right.
Because I'm an environmentalist, okay?
Well, good. So I'm glad
the
we're
bottom line is, Bell South Telephone Company, for instance, I use their internet service provider or whatever you want to call it, ISP. And every time I have a technical problem, I call and I get somebody either from India or the Philippines. Now, those people are taking American jobs. We've got plenty of people qualified.
No, sir. No. Americans. No. American owners of businesses are taking their jobs elsewhere. It's not those people that are taking American jobs. It's Americans who are bringing their jobs over to other countries.
And don't forget, there's a lot of big corporations that are now multinational corporations that were once American corporations but went multinational to get around all the laws.
And on top of that, you're always free to take your business somewhere else. If you don't like the Hispanic guy answering the phone, you can say adios and then call up some other company and say, I'll bring my business to you. Use the market to solve the problem.
In the United States, that you don't get the option of English or Spanish. I'm an American. They need to learn to speak our language.
They are. As we pointed out earlier tonight, thank you for the call. Hour 3's on the way. It's Free Talk Live. What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. Now, for just $3 a month, you can help Free Talk Live reduce the amount of time we spend playing commercials and get some really cool bonuses. Your contribution will help us get the show on more radio stations and MP3 players. For pennies per day, you'll help spread the message of liberty around the world. For more information, visit amp.freetalklive.com. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier today for just $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Hi, Ted Anderson here. I'm happy to announce that the audience has increased over 200% this year, and our advertisers have sent testimonials complimenting the responsiveness. Sponsorship is critical at both local and national levels. If you have a business, product, or message that could benefit from this broadcast locally, call the station you're listening to. For national exposure, call 877-996-4327. Become a part of the Genesis team by calling your local station or call the national line at 877-996-4327.
Did you?